Hello, boys and girls. That was so FK of me. Actually, if you got that reference, then you're a real one. You're an OG. But happy new year, guys. Welcome. Wow, it's been a minute. The funny thing is that the last episode was meant to be the last episode, like the final episode. But I think leaving on such a sad note would just not make any sense, because that's not what we do over here. And besides, could I really say that I'm grown? Not really, you know? The adulting is barely just beginning. Anyway, if you're new here, hi, my name is Dario Daniels, and you, my dear, are listening to Grown, the podcast for all things adulting. I actually did miss you guys, and honestly, this was never an issue of staying consistent or not having content to put out. I think I was just drained. I was tired of putting in the work, recording episodes, doing the marketing, everything by myself from scratch, and not necessarily seeing the results of the work I was putting in. And I also just didn't have the time. I say I didn't have the time because, you know, as we move on to different phases of life, we realize that we have to have a priority list, and the podcast just didn't fit in at a certain point in time because I'm presently in my final year of uni. There's so much happening, and I feel like I've just been so overwhelmed lately that I haven't stopped to consider whether this is something that I want to keep doing. But here's the thing, this is how we're going to be proceeding 2024. I'm not going to promise anything like, you know, weekly episodes or anything like that, but I will make sure to drop one episode at least every month. I will think of a specific day that works for me and get back to you guys on that, but for now, they might be a little bit sporadic. But if you've been here for a while, and hopefully you're still here, I do apologize for going off for so long and not interacting with you guys or saying anything or letting you know how everything was going. But yeah, this episode is literally just for me to give a quick life update and just so that we can get back into the grind of things and just have like a plan for how the podcast is going to go this year, because I want things to change and I'm sure that you do as well. There's a little thing we started doing last year, so if you have a minute, close your eyes, take a deep breath, hold, now breathe out. All right, we're just going to do that one more time. Take a deep breath again. Hold. Now breathe out. All right, I think we're in the perfect state of mind to continue. I'll see you guys in a quick beat after the intro. And we're back. All right, guys, so I actually just realized something. Can you believe it? This is season 4. This is season 4. Like, I'm blown away. First off, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. It is the people who see me and say, oh, we haven't seen a new episode in the while. It's the people who stop me on the road and say, oh my God, I love listening to your podcast. I'm such a huge fan. It is things like this that keep me going. It is every single one of you who during their lunch break or when they're at the gym or when they're doing household chores or whatever it is, who take out time basically to listen to me, this little girl, talk, are the people that make this all worthwhile. And I'm so honored. I'm so grateful because I had no idea that we would make it this far or that I would keep getting encouraged basically to keep putting out episodes and making them for you and for me as well. I've come to realize that my art must first be for myself before it is for anyone else. So I am in that era where I'm learning to love what I create first without depending on validation from the outside world. So I just want to say thank you, honestly. And I'm so excited for what this year has to offer in terms of the podcast, in terms of the growth that I know is imminent in my life, because there's a lot of transitions and changes that are going to be happening to me this year. And I'm going to obviously take you guys along for the journey and just all the things that are going to happen for you guys as well, because this year I'm all about community and I can't wait to see how the community for this pod is going to grow and blossom into something really beautiful. So yeah, I just wanted to say that before I give you guys the updates on what's happening. This is going to be a really short episode because I'm just going to give you a summary of where I'm at in life right now so that you understand my perspectives going forward. And also, I'm just going to put out a poll at the end of the episode, especially for those who listen on Spotify, so that you guys can let me know what kind of content you want to see more of this year, things you'd like me to touch on, things you'd like me to speak about. Would you like me to go through like older topics and revisit some of them, especially because my viewpoint on life may have changed or evolved over time? Or if you just want me to discuss newer things, if you'd like to see guests, what kind of people you would want me to discuss with on the pod, and just a bunch of stuff. I really want to carry you guys along on the journey with me this year. So yeah, let's go. Hello, hello, hello. So what's funny is that this is literally 24 hours after I started recording this episode. And this is exactly the reason why we're probably going to be having just one episode per month. And on the months where I feel like I have a lot more to share with you guys, then we'll do two episodes. Because I don't know, it's a lot lately. And it takes a lot more work. So I went back and I basically wrote down my show notes because it's been years actually since I used show notes. I stopped using it after I think the first year podcasting. I don't know, you could say I grew an ego or maybe I just got better into the flow of things, right? And so I didn't see the need to write down everything I wanted to say, because I've always thought that right now everything you want to say before you start podcasting kind of gives you like a more robotic flow rather than you just saying everything that you want to say. But it actually is a very helpful guide, especially if you have so many things that you want to say, but you can't seem to get them all out at once. Because sometimes my brain is rushing to catch up with my mouth. But I've wrote my show notes down now. And so I think I have everything that I wanted to tell you guys. So first things first, I am presently in my final year and my final semester of studying law. Yes, round of applause. I'm very, very excited, very grateful for what is next. But I guess there's also that little fear of what if everything doesn't work out, because I'm someone who has a lot of interests and a lot of things that I want to dabble into, a lot of things that I want to do. And I'm really excited for life after uni because I've always also had a very positive outlook on life. And so I don't think that, life is going to be horrible or there's a lot of uncertainty. I think because I also know the skill sets I've acquired over the years,
I do definitely think and know that, you know, there will be opportunities for me to like delve into. I was actually having a conversation with a friend yesterday evening, and we were just talking about how the difference basically with someone who is, I don't know, quote unquote poor and someone who is quote unquote wealthy is probably information, right? And positioning. And I don't necessarily think that that is entirely true in itself, but some parts of it have value in the sense that once you have information, you know how to use it and you know how to position yourself for access to certain people, connections, and networks, you have a much higher chance of making it in whatever field that you want to step into or whatever it is that you want to do, right? Because we actually did a little stalking, and then we came across some people who had graduated from the university that I'm presently in, and the things that they're doing right now, like big things, huge things, right? And, you know, looking back at where they started and what they even studied and how it has nothing to do with what they do right now and just how successful they are at it. And we just said to ourselves, like, there's so many people doing this exact same thing and they haven't made it yet. And it's not because their craft isn't good or that they're not good at what they do. It's just access to information, opportunities, and how you position yourself, people that you know, things that you know. So I do believe that information is like a huge part of it. But not to get ahead of ourselves, because that would start a whole other conversation. I'm presently getting ready to write my mid-semester tests, my final exams. My defense is actually also coming up soon. So here's the thing. When I first started writing my final project, I was pretty interested in the topic. I chose it myself. It was on biodiversity. It still is on biodiversity. And I was very interested in environmental law at the time. I still am, but just not as much. So I think when I got like halfway, I got really bored and really tired. And now I'm just like, please, let's just end this. Let's just end this. Let's just let it be over already. But yeah, so my defense is coming up pretty soon. I think second week of April. There's a lot going on. And I think I also want to make the podcast more conversational. I mean, I say conversational, and that's very funny because it's not like you guys can actually reply me real time. However, I want to make it, you know, as if like I'm gisting my friend and not just me with my phone or with my mic and just rambling a bunch of stuff to you guys. But yeah, I'm also like really terrified lately because I feel like I've been losing my memories. And not of like everything, but specifically of like my years in university so far. Like, it's actually a bit crazy. I can barely remember things that I did in my first year, my second year, or even the people I hung out with. Like, it's there, I think, but it's so blurry and so fuzzy that I feel like it's going to take a lot to like bring it out. The more I have conversations with people and then they're like, oh, don't remember when we did this, don't remember when we did that, and I'm like, I don't remember anything. It's crazy, and I don't know, it's been really troubling me lately. So if you guys have any solutions, please let me know, because I honestly don't even know what to do anymore. But my solution for this final year is to capture as many memories as possible, and I think I've had a pretty good head start on that. I have a ton of pictures and videos of the people that are important to me, and I guess memories that I don't want to forget. I've been doing a lot more things this year, putting myself out there, and I am super proud of me. I've started doing a lot more public speaking engagements. As you guys know, I used to host a show in school called Eiler Talks, but my tenure for that is over, and so after that I was looking for more ways aside podcasting where I could do like live public speaking. And I got my very first opportunity late last year. It was so cool, guys. I had the opportunity to host my very first TED Talk. TEDx anyway, not like proper TED Talk, but I mean, it was still big for me. And I met a lot of people who kind of encouraged me and solidified what I already knew to be true, that I was good at handling a crowd and having conversations and, you know, just communicating what I had to say. And honestly, I think the best feeling you can ever have is people who are already like masters in the field, like affirming what you already know to be true, telling you that you're pretty good at this. Like, I know, but like when someone tells you, you know, someone, especially someone you respect or someone you think is already like pretty great at this, you know, it kind of just solidifies everything for you. So I've been trying to do a little more public speaking, and then this month I had my very first training session. Like, guys, I spoke and stood for like 2 hours talking about the art of effective communication. And like all week I had been preparing for this thing. I can't even tell you guys like how many TED Talks I watched and like just how many videos of other people speaking. I'm pretty sure I went through at least 10 TED Talks, if not more. And it's so funny because I was actually like enjoying them. I think ever since I watched this TED Talk that Yara Shahidi did, something about curiosity and creativity, I've just kind of told myself that, man, this is something you can do, right? And just pushed myself out of whatever box I created before. And just talking about new things that I started doing. Guys, I now have a blog. I don't know whether to call it a blog, but it's a blog that is also transitioning to a community of people. It's called The Odyssey Theory, and you can check us out on Substack. I will put the link in the description for this episode, but it's something I'm really, really proud of. I'm really excited of, and I don't do it alone. I have a team of people, some of who write, some of who just ideate with me, and some of who help with the content that goes up on the Instagram for the community. And God has been doing amazing things on there. I can't even begin to tell you. It's also been a very long and stressful process, I can't lie. There's so many times when I've wanted to give up, this week inclusive. And you know, sometimes I would break down, sometimes I would literally cry my eyes out because I had no idea what I was doing, right? And even asking God part-time didn't seem to be doing much for me, because I've also been learning that I'm quite impatient, especially when it comes to things of the spirit. So I ask God or I pray about something, I immediately think that, you know, I'm gonna get an answer right now. And if I don't, I feel like I just go back into that space where I'm like, you know, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And then so I think my automatic response to that is to like say, oh, let's take a break, or let's halt, because I'm so scared of doing the wrong thing, and so I don't do anything at all. But the honest truth is that that's not how God wants us to operate, right? You know, we're supposed to walk in faith, and sometimes walking in faith looks like trusting that the Holy Spirit inside of you is the one, you know, channeling the ideas in your head and what you have in mind to do. You might think it's just an opinion you had or something that came up in your head, but the honest truth is that it was the Holy Spirit who gave you that idea. And you stalling is basically saying, oh Lord, I don't trust you enough to catch me if I fall, or to redirect my steps if I make the wrong decision, you know. But yeah, before I start a whole testimony and tea version, also I have another podcast, especially for new listeners. It's called Testimonies and Tea. It's only has one season right now, but season 2 is coming very, very soon. I like to batch record for that because it's very, I don't know, it's a lot more intentional than on here, because it's basically about my journey with God, the things I'm learning, and you know, hoping that someone else will listen to them, you know, how vulnerable and open I am about my journey on there, and take a thing or two away from it. Speaking again about trying new things, guys, your girl is now a gym head. It's so crazy. Like, if anyone had ever said that, oh, I mean, I've always wanted to. I've always told myself, oh, at some point in my life, I'll start going to the gym. I'll start doing this. I'll start doing that. But the gym is not for the weak. I remember the first week I started going to the gym. Oh my God, you guys should have seen me. I'm not sure. I think the video is still up on my TikTok, but you guys should check it out. It was insane. Very first day I went to the gym. God, I almost cried. I had to do like hip thrusts and oh my Lord. So my friend Grace happens to also be my trainer and she's quite tough or so I think, because she claims that she isn't, but honestly she really is, because I think she really pushes me past my limits. But I think I've come to appreciate that over time, especially because please don't talk to me, please. My new PR is 80 kg, like don't joke. Yeah, but that's for deadlifting anyways. But yeah, I've been going to the gym a lot lately. I love it. It's becoming my safe space. I get a lot done in the gym apart from like even working out. Yeah, it's made me a lot more productive. It's like fuel basically. So just imagine after like 2 hours at the gym, once I step out, I don't know, my body is always like pumped. It's like, what next? What do we do next? Like, so I mean, maybe I'll do a whole episode. You know, maybe I'll bring some other gym heads or come and talk about some stuff and all the trends that are happening with the gym and the things and supplements and all this type of stuff. If you guys are interested in stuff like that, just let me know. I'll do an episode about that. But yeah, also about trying new things, I took a filmmaking training, I think, was it last month? It was pretty fun. It was hosted by my friend Sean, who happens to be a filmmaker, an incredibly talented one at that. And you know, it was like 3 days, like just basic stuff, but it was so fun. I met so many new people. I will tell you guys this for free. See, if you want to push yourself this year, just try new things, things that you never thought you would do, things that you never thought that you would try out. Like honestly, it could be something as little as trying out new food, new hobbies, anything really, because you're going to find out that you're capable of way more than you thought. Like I said, I never thought I would be a gym head, never thought I'd be taking filmmaking classes. Actually also got a scholarship to take like a proper filmmaking course, mostly focused on like script writing and directing, but that's like the stuff I've always wanted to do. So I'm pretty interested and really excited about that as well. Talking about new hobbies, guys, I actually feel like I'm in my auntie era or like grown grandma era, if there's anything like that, because explain to me why I'm crocheting. But anyway, that's just a stereotype. Anybody can crochet, young, old, whatever. I love it. I crocheted my very first project. It's a scarf. It was so beautiful. Took me a while because I kept taking breaks because your girl is lazy. But anyway, I finished it and gifted it to my friend for his birthday. He loved it. I think just seeing the joy on his face, having a handmade gift, I've been thinking that I will be making a lot of handmade gifts going forward. So if you guys, you know, would want one for like a birthday or something, just hit me up. And I guess my friends who listen to the pod as well, you know, you guys might be getting something crocheted pretty soon. And if it's ugly, please just say, oh, Dara, I love it. Nice. And use it. Thank you. And God bless. But yeah. So let's talk about content a little bit. If you guys don't know, I used to create a lot of video content on Instagram. And sometime in February, I think, I just decided that I was tired. I was tired of the algorithm messing with me. I was tired of no growth. I was tired of being stuck on the same number of followers for a while. I didn't like the idea of putting so much work in, because it took me at least 2 hours every day to make a video, you know, edit it, do everything, and then put it out. So it was a lot constantly, and I was battling all this with like full-time academia, and it was just a lot. I was just feeling very unfulfilled, I think that's the word. And so I decided, you know what, I'm switching up my content. And I went and I raised everything on my feed. I think this year, aside from other things, content-wise, that's probably the hardest thing I had to do. Because there were some videos that had, like, amazing reach. And so, not seeing them on my page again was like, ooh, that's a lot. I actually just archived most of it, so I could probably bring it back. But yeah, right now, my page is just, like, me writing. So I guess if you're a reader like me, and you like beautiful written pieces, that's kind of what's on my page right now. It's just like little quips and rants and bants out there, basically, about different things. So check it out, you know, if you like stuff like that. Spiritually wise, I remember making like a mood board, goal setting, all those type of stuff for 2024. At first, I actually just held back on making anything like that for the year, because I was like, you know, we write all these goals at the beginning of the year and then we don't even end up doing any of it. It's how I planned to, like, you know, come back to the pod a while back. But somehow I just never felt like doing it. But you see, that's the thing, right? I've also told myself that this year I'm going to be less dependent on my feelings. Now, this doesn't mean that I don't appreciate how I feel, or I don't take into notice how I'm feeling at, you know, different points in time. But if I keep doing everything based on how I feel, I will end up doing nothing. Because most times I feel really drained, I feel really tired, and I don't feel the need to pick up my mic or pick up my phone and record absolutely anything. And if I continue that way, we wouldn't have a season 4, guys. So I think I've just decided that, you know, whether I feel like it or not, I will do it. Because, okay, for example, yesterday, I was really tired, really feeling very unproductive. And I told myself, I am not going to the gym today. And my friend was like, hold up, you paid membership fees, you have got to go. And I was like, oh, I don't feel like it. She's like, yeah, that's the whole point. Especially when you don't feel like it, that's when you have to go. And I, in my mind, I'm like, how does that make any sense? But then I finally, you know, told myself, you know what, let's do this. And I went. And I'm so glad I went. Because afterwards, I had, like, all the energy to do, like, all the other stuff that I wanted to do. So that's another thing for you to take away today, is don't let your feelings, you know, and emotions rule every decision that you make in life, especially the ones that are way too important. Just do it, man. But yeah, I was saying spiritually that my goal for this year is to touch the Father's garment. And what does that mean? It means to go deeper than I ever have faith-wise. The reason for this is because I feel like I've been so lackluster in the past with my faith. And I think I've not put so much into developing myself spiritually. And when I say put so much, I don't mean like a lot of religious activity. And you guys will hear me talk more about that in season 2 of Testimonies and Tea. But like, it's not about legalism or the do's and don'ts or things that I haven't been doing or need to be doing. It's more about talking to God more, being more vulnerable in the place of prayer. It's more about, you know, disciplining myself to read the word and study the word. So it's not really about, oh, do's and don'ts, or me not doing certain things or doing certain things. It's more about actually, you know, building a relationship with the Father. So yeah, that's my goal for this year, to go deeper than I ever have in my faith, to really ask the hard-hitting questions, to go to the foundations and roots of certain things, to uncover, to learn, to discover a lot more about myself and God in the process. So yeah, that is it. So I don't know, if you're interested in stuff like that, check out The Odyssey, honestly. You get more insight. And I guess if you're interested and that's what you also want to do spiritually this year, you can also join the inner community. And you guys will get one-on-one access to me. And, you know, yeah, we'll be uncovering a lot of stuff. Shows I'm getting into. So I've been watching a lot of Young Sheldon. If you guys are watching Young Sheldon, then you guys are the only real ones. I'm just joking, guys, before people come for me. But yeah, I'm getting into Young Sheldon, Big Bang Theory. I don't know if it's just me or maybe I'm being weird, but so I watch Young Sheldon and then I watch Big Bang Theory like simultaneously, or concurrently, which one is the proper word? I think it's concurrently. But yeah, I watch both of them just to kind of see the difference and see if I can align like the storylines and the plots. It's so fun. I've also tried getting the Love is Blind, especially like season 6. That's the one that's out right now, right? And I don't know, I have so much to say. I was thinking about it when I was writing my show notes. I was like, oh, maybe I should do an analysis episode. It's like, but then who cares, right? But I have so many thoughts and I've learned so much about relationships just by watching, you know. That's crazy, right? Watching a few episodes of a reality show and thinking you now know everything about love. Very funny. Anyway, I also just came to the conclusion that the reason I've struggled with consistency on here and just other things, and I think I spoke about it earlier, is number one, letting my emotions and feelings drive my actions. And number two, because I'm the kind of person who's always ideating, right? Wake up in the morning and have a great idea and think, you know, we have to implement this now. And I think I've said this before on a former episode, how originality is a social construct, because I be thinking that, you know, someone else has not this idea right now, and that because nobody else has this idea, I must be the one to implement it before someone else like steals it and implements it instead. So I just always feel the need to immediately actualize every dream or idea that I have. And sometimes that can be a good thing, but then if that's what you do all the time, you find out that you end up having so many ideas that you started but can't seem to effectively continue. Like, to start something, I always tell people, is never the issue. It is to maintain it, to continue, to effectively complete it, that is always the problem. And so I'm trying to just calm down, telling myself, Dara, take a minute, breathe, slow down, girl. You know, this idea you think that only you has, you know, that's never really true most of the time. And even if someone else has it, that's also perfectly fine. You're gonna come up with something else sometime. You don't have to do everything all at once. So I'm really taking my time, just calming down, just taking each day as it comes. I've also been building new interests. I'm specifically very interested in like marketing, brand strategy, social media campaign type stuff. And so, you know, I'm looking for internships, roles in that space, because I really want to get into their career-wise. Yes, I'm studying law, I'm aware, but I'm going to effectively transition, that's for sure. I'm also like building my LinkedIn profile, networking on there. So you can catch me on there, connect. I'll make sure to approve the connection. What else am I doing this year? Oh yeah, so in the very last episode, I spoke to you guys about grief and how I was dealing with the loss of my aunt and how it hit me, how it hit my family. And I think lately I've just been feeling very guilty because I don't feel as much anymore. And I don't know if that's my brain's way of coping, but I don't really feel as much hurt as before. I feel also that I don't remember as much. Although I have learned that my brain's way of coping with most traumatic situations is like forgetting it, like literally making it seem as if it never happened. But I don't want this to be that way, because this is somebody that I genuinely loved, right? And I don't have any problem remembering all the good stuff about her. Like, the things that happen towards the end are not as important, right? So I really don't want my brain to do that thing it does where it just forgets everything, including the good and the bad and the ones that make me feel things, because then it gets so blocked out of my mind that it's like it never happened. And yeah, I've just been feeling really guilty about that lately. I really don't know how else to navigate it, but I'm trying to also keep a journal of the things that I remember so that I don't end up forgetting it all. But on a happier note, I am 21 now. Crazy, right? Oh my God, that makes me realize that it's been 3 years since I started this podcast, because I started this podcast when I turned 18. I think it was like 2 days to my birthday when I made the very first episode of the pod. I can't believe it, first of all. And secondly, I'm so excited for everything going forward. I'm really, really excited for everything going forward. But guys, that is a brief, and I say brief because what the heck? There's so much happening in my life, honestly, and a 30-minute podcast episode will not cover it. But like I said, this is a brief rundown, a brief summary of everything that I've done so far and everything that's happening with me so far. I guess if you guys have any questions for me you'd like me to answer in other episodes about life and everything, let me know. Also, let me know like people you guys would like me to collaborate with and stuff, and I will make sure to reach out to them if they align with the pod's values and I guess mine as well. Also, topics you guys want me to cover. I think I said that earlier, but yeah, any new topics you guys want me to cover or even old topics, just let me know. This was meant to not be longer than 45 minutes in total, so I'm gonna stop here for now. I hope you guys liked this brief rundown and I wasn't talking your ears off. But yeah, I'm pretty excited for season 4 and I can't wait for us to build something really beautiful this time around. I'd love to see you guys in the next one. If this is your first time listening, thank you so much for stopping by. If you made it to the end, I am very grateful. Thank you so much. And if you're an OG here, welcome back. I cannot wait for the next one, I guess. All right, see you guys soon. My name is Daria Daniels, and I'm signing out.